Every Built Bar will be the best tasting protein bar you've ever eaten. With perfect macros, 100% chocolate, and quality protein, you've found the best there is. Now the hard part is choosing your favorite flavors. Mine are the cookies and cream and the peanut butter brownie. So good. Low in calories, high in protein, wrapped in chocolate, you can't beat that. Go to Built.com and use code R5INSIDER at checkout for 10% off your order. Again, 10% off with code R5INSIDER. You gotta try these. Go to Built.com today. If you are a level 9 or 10 competing at the Region 5 Insider Classic on February 25th and want to experience how full-out collegiate recruiting works with their clients, you're in luck. They are offering bite-sized tutorials on targeting the right schools and calling those college coaches. Make sure you stop by and visit their table for your free access code. Again, that's at the Region 5 Insider Classic on February 25th, and check out the full-out collegiate recruiting table for your free access code. Not going to be at the Region 5 Insider Classic this year? Go check out fulloutrecruit.com and schedule a free consultation today.
Oh, shit. Shake your head, Jay. Did you see Makar restop? Whoa, she got a 10. Now let me see her bar swing. Uh-oh, lean bad girl. You got a mean hecht. You got a mean set. I really do mean that. But can't you see that the judges finally saw that? Stop. Whoa, she got a 10. Now let us see your bar swing. Everybody step back. I heard somebody yell, Jason, where's the podcast at?
Perfect 10, perfect double back technique, two perfect 9.975s, and a not-so-perfect stream. I just can't wrestle with that one. Oh, by the way, Twitter agrees with me. My bar national champion choice? It's final. Audrey Davis, you are the national bar champion. Done. Welcome back to the College Salute Podcast, the place you go for all you need to know about how our Region 5 alums are doing during their NCAA careers. You know Kim, back from NOLA, and her non-pet-friendly experience. And of course, I'm Jason, and week 4 had more awesome gymnastics from our alums with our R5U lineup killing it once again. A Bama debut, and a 10 for the second time in her career. But before we shut the door and break down week 4, we always have to thank our two loyal podcast sponsors, TumbleTrack and Full Out Recruiting.
TumbleTrack, more reps, less stress, twist, turn, tumble longer and stronger with TumbleTrack. Train smart.
And Full Out Recruiting, they are focused on helping their clients reach their college gymnastics goals with resources and guidance to athletes, coaches, and parents through the college recruiting process. They go full out to make the experience a fun and productive one. Thank you again to TumbleTrack and Full Out Recruiting for your continued support of the College Salute Podcast and the Region 5 Insider. Well, I have now figured out how to keep our Fab 5 within 5, not 15. Put Kim in a meet down south and put me in a meet and be there the entire weekend, plus running back and forth between a college meet and practice, and we only have 5. Keep Kim and I busy, and 5 it is. But really quick before we do the Fab 5, how was your experience in the great New Orleans?
My experience in the great New Orleans was quite interesting. They are not a pet-friendly city. They're a little dirty. I think we saw a dead guy. And the meet was not bad.
Which meet did you go to?
NOLA National Invitational. And it wasn't bad. It was a pretty good meet. It was small. But there was definitely some scoring problems, judging problems, score input problems. But other than that, I mean, the people were super nice. The meet, I mean, it ran smoothly, but yeah, I always get angry when I go to Region 8, like no offense to Region 8, but something always happens and goes wrong. But that's okay. It was warm. It was 67 degrees the whole time. It only rained once for like a minute and we had a great time.
Well, you guys were on point with your costumes though, for the competition. That was kind of cool.
Yeah, everybody loved those. Those were a hit. People commented on them at the meet. But of course, we have to be super extra, like, yes, at all times. Even even Bentley had a matching shirt with the girls that he wore all week.
Well, that's awesome. But our first Fab Five was extra special this week. Her second perfect 10 of her career on bars. And that would be the awesome bar worker of Makari Doggett. And of course she gets a 10 because, as I say, she does a Tkachev Pak Salto. She should get a 10 every week. It's an awesome combination. She does bars literally the same every week, so I don't understand why, you know, we get all excited about a 10, because it should be a 10 every week because it's just that good. But her double layout landings are always awesome. And it was good to see her back. She was resting last week. We saw her in a boot. You know, we never know what's going on. And I, like I mentioned last podcast, some of the athletes, you know, they wear a boot just for precautionary measures. They were holding or resting her. But 9.925 also on her Yurchenko 1.5. So 10.0 on bars, 9.925 on vault. But it's awesome to see another 10 from Makari. Hopefully we'll have a few more this year in her senior year. Plus, we'll see. Anyway, number two is Kat Levasseur from Oklahoma. 9.975 for this vault. I don't know if anyone has seen this vault on social media. What deduction is in this vault?
The only thing I can tell is her pinky toe was slightly bent.
Dang, Kim.
I'm just kidding. Nothing was wrong.
You must have some magnifying glass eyes because this vault blocks perfect, stands up. She's tight as heck. It's beautiful twist and just drops straight down and nails. I don't get it. Is it the judges just couldn't throw it? I mean, one threw a 10. One thought it was perfect, clearly. The other one, I'm like, I'd like to know what you thought you saw because I've watched it.
Just give her the 10. I mean, like, literally, if you're given a 9.975 and there's, like, nothing wrong, just give them the 10.
Exactly.
But she absolutely deserved a 10. I rewatched the vault, like, 4 times because I'm just like, dang. Because it was so good.
I'm just amazed at how good Michigan and OU are at Yurchenko 1.5s. Like, they just, they're the two teams, I think, with the best in terms of they have the most 1.5s throughout lineups. And it's just awesome to watch. But Oklahoma does their vaults literally flawlessly almost all the time. I mentioned this to Kim last week, but Ohio State was on our Region 5U lineup this week, and Lexi Edwards, yes, not a Region 5 athlete, but she kicks out of all double backs, double pike, double tuck. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, like, I was amazed. It kind of reminded me of, like, the very old compulsory level 6 where you used to have to do round up back handspring back tuck kick out. I'm like, dang. Like, and she kicked out well before, like, you know, vertical or horizontal to the ground. She was, like, nice and vertical and just floated right down.
Yeah, and it's even hard. It's hard to open on double pikes too, because obviously your body, you can kick out on a tuck and open up that way because you can open and straighten your legs. But to open your hips up and open on a double pike, that's, you don't see that very often, and it's gorgeous. I mean, she has the mastery of double backs. Like, she literally Absolutely. Has the mastery of double backs. Another one from number 4, Jeffrey Scott on beam from Georgia. I enjoyed watching this meet, and I give props to Georgia. They actually look very good this year. I know they struggled a little bit last year, but this team is meshing quite well. They compete against Florida, and I did enjoy watching the meet. But Jeffrey Scott, for those of you who may not remember, Jeffrey was a elite for Gage for a while and did some interesting things on beam in her elite routine in the handspring front on the beam. But she does a handspring front full as a dismount. So a handspring, it's kind of maybe a more of a front walkover-y movement. It's not really a fast front handspring, so to speak, but it's cool to see a front handspring, front full dismount on beam. You don't see that very often.
No, I thought it was absolutely amazing. And you're right, you don't see very many of those. You don't see, like, hardly any front dismounts, like Brooklyn Moores, you know. But yeah, it was very well done.
It's cool. And she also does a front handspring, back handspring, loud step out. That wasn't as impressive to Kim as I thought it would be for me. So anyway, it's cool. Back handspring 2 feet, back handspring, loud step out, which actually does fulfill, so long as they give her connection, she'll get bonus for a triple flight because there are 2B skills connected back-to-back to a C. So she does get bonus for triple flight for that, but if they give it to her. And then number 5, This is kind of cool. I mean, you don't see this very often. We didn't get to see this meet, but Oregon State and UCLA, they tied this weekend.
Yeah, I just thought that was fun. Like, I didn't see much of the meet. I saw a few things, but I just thought that was fun that they tied. And I just thought that was cool that they tied.
And a little funny thing that happened in this competition. I don't know if it's funny, but you want to talk a little bit about what happened to UCLA's Anna Pardo-Radio?
Yeah, she was mounting bars and does free hip. Probably she just goes free hip, handstand, then free hip to, you know, whatever skill she's doing. And the bars, like all the cables come loose and she obviously falls, you know, out of the free hip, but got back up and hit the routine, nailed the routine after that. But I mean, that can be kind of a scary, you know, a little bit with all the cables coming loose when you're upside down in a handstand. The bars didn't fall down, which we've seen that before. Bars just completely collapse. But yeah, all of them came loose. Clearly somebody pulled them up, but did not tighten them fully.
Yeah, that's crazy. But we actually had an issue this past week at our gym. One of our level fives was working toe rounds, and the bar cable came out of the floor, and the bars like kind of came off to the side. They didn't fully fall down because the other cables were attached, but she had the bar, like she's standing on the floor, and her hand was on the bar still because she kind of fell towards that. Luckily, she was only doing a toe around, because my daughter actually had been doing a clear up handstand the turn before, and you know, that would have been crazy. But funny that, you know, that happened in the same week that, you know, we had a bar fly out. But moving on, apparently we do have an NCAA coolest aunt, NCAA gymnastics coolest aunt now. Apparently that is Olivia Karras. She also wants to be best friends with Linda Zavitt. That's her tweets this week. Why wouldn't you want to with the beautiful souk full that Linda Zavitt had? And we're going to talk about that in a little bit. I would just like her to get a 10. You know, that's what I would like, you know. Instead of being friends with Linda Zavitt, I would like her to get a 10 at some point. But Olivia is always giving us her views on the action that went down each week on Twitter and her picks for favorite alums to spotlight for us. So let's find out who made Liv's kickover in this week's Karras Kickover.
What is up, everyone? Welcome to week 4 of Karras Kickover. My name is Olivia Karras, here to bring you my top routines and celebrations from the past weekend in NCAA gymnastics from Region 5 alums. My top routine this week comes from the great Makari Doggett on uneven bars. She notched a perfect 10 on the event. It was such a beautiful routine. She always performs so well on the event, but for some reason, this routine was just had the extra oomph, if you know what I'm saying. Such an exciting moment for Makari in her season, and excited to see what else she does this year, because I don't think that will be her only 10 on bars this year. My top celebration of the weekend actually comes from the entire Arkansas team, but specifically Miss Kiara Junfanya on balance beam competing back in the lineup. It was so great seeing her in the lineup, looking at the excitement on her face and from her teammates after her routine. And then, of course, helping the Razorbacks to a new program record at home as they beat the LSU Tigers. Such an exciting moment for that program, and I think they still have a lot left in the tank for this season. Those were my top routines and top celebrations from week 4 of NCAA gymnastics from Region 5 alums. Let me know what your thoughts are.
Thanks again, Liv. Makari's bars is always a 10 in my eyes. As I mentioned, that Tkachev pack translate to a I deserve a 10 week in, week out. And it was great to see Kiara nail her first routine of the 2023 season. Her team was excited about that for sure. You can check that routine out on Alumni Monday. We look forward to see what stands out to Liv in week 5 for Karras Kickover. All right, so now we move on to our Region 5 University, and we're going to break down how our lineups went for week 4. And just to review, the meets that we had to choose from for our lineups this week were the Michigan-Ohio State meet, the Western Michigan-Kent State meet, and then Pitt-Fisk-SEMO at Ball State. So that's where we had the ability to pick our scores. And let's start on vault with the number one vaulter for us this week, 995 from the great Sierra Brooks. Beautiful vault. That was not a stick, but beautiful vault. She did slide to late.
Yeah, she like did the, she did this hop salute, like the not quite stuck, but I'm gonna salute and hop. But her, I mean, come on, her vault is amazing.
She's so consistent.
Well, and she just finds the ground, like, on everything, too. Like, not just vault, but, like, she just finds the ground.
Yeah, Ashley, the commentator, said that she stuck, like, three or four in warm-ups, and then she got that vault. I mean, like, she just knows where that ground is, you know, all the time. It's amazing. But another beautiful Yurchenko 1.5. And as we mentioned, Michigan is one of the teams that, you know, just has awesome vaulting each and every week. Suki Pfister on our list again. 9925 for her beautiful front pike half. I swear to God, it's just like looking in a mirror, seeing the same thing over and over and over and over again. I swear to God, it's not Groundhog's Day. She does do vault each and every week. We don't just replay the meet from the week before. It's so consistent. It's so gorgeous.
If she does not win MAC championships this year, I swear to God. And it's funny, you know what, though? Every time she vaults at Eastern, her score is significantly lower than when she vaults anywhere else. And we saw that that couple weeks ago and at MAC championships at Eastern. She's gone 9-9s so consistently, but then like MAC championships, she stuck the vault and it was beautiful and she went like 9-8. And the same with the meet couple weeks ago at Eastern. Beautiful vault, looks just like the one that went 9-9 and she gets 9-8.
Kent State this year, so we'll have to see. I don't know if they have a meet at Kent State. We'll have to keep an eye on that if it's at Kent State before MAC Championships and see what she scores on ball. But 9925 in week four for Suki on her nice, beautiful pike front half. Gabby Wilson, 9-9. Like I said, her landings have gotten so much better. She did hop forward on this one a little bit, but it's so, I mean, it's just so nice. I mean, you remember, we just talk about it, how crooked sometimes she'd come off or was a little, she's just really, really honed in on finding this landing and really having a nice position on the finish as well. Sydney Jennings makes our vault lineup from Ohio State, 9.9. And again, we talk about this vault, gorgeous. This full is nice and straight, drops straight down on it. What did we say we want her to do, Kim? What was that again?
A 1.5, please.
I mean, isn't it time?
I think it is. I think it is. 1.5. A 1.5, please.
That vault was beautiful. Perfectly straight. Nice landing. Gorgeous. Gorgeous.
As I always say, she's a little taller, which makes things look so beautiful because her lines are exceptional. But yeah, I'll take a 1.5, please, for the win.
And then her teammate from Ohio State, Raina Malice, she went 9.85. Another nice Yurchenko. She had a slight hop back, but again, still a very nice vault for Raina. And you know, she always has nice Yurchenko falls. It was a good performance and making our list 9.85 here this week for a grand total of 49.525. Not too bad. All right, moving over to bars. Another awesome bar routine from Sierra Brooks. Did not quite find that landing perfectly on that full out. Had to slide back just a little bit. So, you know, obviously that's part of the 10th deduction that she received. But again, another nice routine. Sierra hits bars every single week. Colby Miller, 9-9 on bars. Yeah, that's like we talk about like Suki. She's like Suki on bars, too. Like, the routine looks the same each and every week.
Oh, yeah. Carbon copy.
Absolutely gorgeous. Sure. Beautiful double layout. Nailed the landing. Held on to a beautiful landing. You know, just awesome job for Colby. 9-9 on bars. Number three, Peyton Murphy. And did you notice that Peyton actually connected her bar dismount combination this week?
I did notice that, and it was very well done.
Yes. Blind full toe front half. As many know, Peyton, one of my former athletes, does kip hop front giant half Delchev, and a true Delchev. And bars has become an event that one used to not be as strong for Peyton, turned into an event that's, you know, she loves to do. And it's a good event for her. Unfortunately, on her best event, I don't think I've seen Peyton fall in a flight series in a very long time. Maybe since state meet, her senior year, where she fell twice. The only time I've seen her fall, and she missed her flight. She was off right from the start, so that was interesting. But but nice big bar set for her, and she's in our lineup in a little bit as well on floor. Number four, Teeter, 985. Another nice routine. She was short on her first cast handstand, and then she a little bit like late, like really late half. I don't know if you noticed that.
Yeah.
Like it was weird, like her double front
no,
half
she-
out.
She was like, she halved way past like the high bar on the way down, but her release is enormous, like enormous.
Yeah, that Tkachev is really big, very big, and it's cool blind full into the Tkachev, and it's you know it does rise up there, and then a nice bail out of it. But yeah, the little cast handstand issue, and then that double front half was, you know, like I said, kind of late this week.
It was kind of nice to see her video like from the side like that, because a lot of times the videos you see, you don't see from the side, you see from under the bar, from the back of the bar. So you see how high they go from that direction. So it was kind of cool to see it from the side and really, truly like how high she goes.
And number five, Rachel Dukavich from Kent State, 9.85. Rachel has the Maloney to pack routine, but an absolutely beautiful double layout dismount. Gorgeous double layout dismount that she stuck cold. You know, Rachel's in her senior year. I'm interested to see if she's going to take her fifth year, but she is just one of a solid rock competitor for Kent State, and it's just awesome and fun to watch Rachel compete.
It's absolutely crazy that some of these athletes are in their senior years already when I feel like they just went to college. And yeah, her bar routine was amazing. How she stuck her double, she goes up so high, first of all, but how she stuck it, her arms are like already like up here ready to salute because she like rotates completely fully all the way around back to like a perfect standing position.
Yeah, I guess the best description of that would be where the body shape is on one of the aerial skiers when they come off the ramp, when they go into their twists, where their arms have to be up. That's kind of the same way that she landed, which is impressive because a lot of times that throws you backwards and then you take a step or a hop and she stuck it cold. 49.375. For us on bars. Moving over to balance beam, and number one on the beam lineup is Sierra Brooks' 9.95. But did you notice a omission this week in her balance beam routine? Sierra took out something that is normally in there. She omitted a flip-flop layout. She did a back handspring layout step out.
Interesting.
If those of you remember last week, she
tried
to do a layout swing down, kind of not swing down.
She was inventing new skills last week at the Michigan State meet. So
yes, so she's had a fall on layout. So they took it out this week. Backhandspin layout, very solid, and then a very nice kickover front as always. Her kickover front's some of the best in the country, and then a nice backhandspring double twist dismount for a solid landing. Definitely a good choice this week to come back with 9.95 to lead our beam lineup. Number two is awesome to see Grace Subner from Ball State. A 9.925, beautiful aerial flip-flop.
Absolutely. She's gorgeous to watch on beam, and I believe this is one of her highest scores. She actually, as a freshman, holds the spot for the second highest beam score at Ball State, which is really cool, and that was last year as a freshman, but she's gorgeous to watch on beam. She just knows how to work beam. She flows. It's beautiful. Her beam is beautiful.
Yeah, and she
well-deserving.
She got a stuck dismount too, a nice 1.5 to a solid stick, and then her team was excited about that. So 9.925 to finish second in our beam lineup here in week four. Number three, coming out of the Western Michigan gymnastics team, Amanda Gruber, 9.9, strong balance beam routine, very strong. I'm disappointed that we haven't seen the back handspring layout that she posted on her Instagram this year yet, but very solid back handspring layout step out. Amanda is very good at attacking this routine, and it's become one of the best beam athletes in the MAC conference. Made regionals, you know, on beam as an individualist. Just an awesome and solid. She did stick a 1.5 as well. Just an awesome balance beam performer. Lauren Volpe, is number four on our list. These next three all had 9.825s. Lauren, we mentioned last week at the Eastern meet, or was it last week, where Kim was commentating. She does back handspring layout step out this year, which is really cool. Lauren is a beam specialist for the Ball State Cardinals and does, you know, an awesome job every single time she hits the goes up on beam. A nice 9.825 for her here in week four. And then also with a 9.825, Rachel Dukavich and Sarah Haxton, both from Kent State. And they did a phenomenal job on beam. Rachel nails beam, nailed a nice gainer full. Sarah Haxton, I have to say, beautiful mount. We've seen that cartwheel on mount that she does from other people. It's not like she's the only one that does it. But I mentioned it to Kim when we watched it. I said, I like how that she actually stands up. Like, she doesn't just flop on the beam.
Yeah, she is tighter. She rolls up onto the beam and gets her chest up. Kind of like when you do, you know, that Yurchenko drill using the beam or whatever. But yes, I agree. She does do it very well. She does it more as a fancy mount onto the beam, not just a, like, but plah, like right. A handstand plah.
Yeah, so a lot of times you'll see the cartwheel and then the legs will pike or the body will bend at the hips. The feet will still be down at the end of the beam while the hands are still on the board, and it just looks like a flop onto the beam for some people. This one definitely does not look like that. It's a very nice cartwheel, you know, lift up onto the beam, and I thought that was really cool. But both balance beam routines were super solid in all their gymnastics and you know, minor details here and there, but 9.825 on beam for them for a grand total of 49.425 for us on beam this week.
Go us.
Moving over to floor and leading the pack for us this week, Sydney Washington out of Pitt, 9.95. I love this routine, and I'm still wanting to see this routine up close because we still haven't. But we did get to see what we didn't see in the last video when we had of hers, and we mentioned, I wonder who you're kicking in the end of her second pass. She kicks her coach.
Yeah.
I think it's her coach. But anyway, so that's cool. But yes, no, super solid floor routine, one that really knows the assignment when it comes to, you know, performance and really getting out there and showing what you got on floor. Sydney is one of those who does that. Beautiful double pike. By the way, as well, on floor this week, 9.95. Sierra Brooks, 9.925, to sit second on our lineup. And each and every week, just keep getting better. I enjoyed watching this one this week.
Yes, I agree.
9.925 for Sierra on floor this week. And then number three, making another lineup spot, Peyton Murphy on floor, 9.9. Another great floor routine for Peyton.
I love her floor routine. I think her floor routine is fantastic. Has so much personality. I think it's great. I love it. I love watching her on floor.
Well, my favorite thing is she has learned very, very well to find a landing. She knows where that floor is, and she literally drops double backs straight down on it. Very rarely will have a like big step, like a tenth or more than a tenth. If anything, it's a little bit, you know, a little scoot here and there. But and then that Rudy straddle jump is just enormous. It's so fun.
Yeah, how awesome. High? How many Al Sharns above the floor was she this time?
I don't know. You haven't done your Al Sharns thing this year. That's the first time you've actually even mentioned your Al Sharns.
Yeah, because at the exhibition meet where I saw them at, she wasn't very many Al Sharns above the floor. I even talked to her and Al Sharns about it, and they're like, no, it wasn't that great. It wasn't very many Al Sharns above the floor. I'll have to go watch it and do an Al Sharns unit of measurement.
Number four, Gabby Wilson, another 9.9 on floor. I know.
I love Gabby's floor routine. I know this routine. Like, I know this routine. I love this routine.
Like I said last year, I just like that part after her front tumbling pass where she like scoots down the side of the floor with a Gabby strut. That's my favorite part.
The little dancer strut.
Yes, that's my favorite part.
You know what that reminds me of? Well, it reminds me of Michaela Stecky, but it also reminds me of Sam Pejic. She did a little strutty thing at one time in one of her floor routines that I always loved, and I'd rewatch and rewatch that part, but I could never do it like her. But I just love the strut. But the facials, girl knows how to work a camera and a floor, let me tell you, so good. But I also, out of that second Potomac pass in this routine, I did catch. I just love her little. She like hops out of it, kind of like Mario, bing, getting the coins. That's what it reminds me of, because she's like tumble tumble, bing.
Nice.
Bing.
Well, she earned her money on floor this week, 9.9, for sure. And then making our lineup in the fifth spot, a tie between Carly Franz and Alyssa Guns, both from Kent State with 9.9s as well. So the last four on our lineup were all 9.9. Carly, her routine, again, she does a Rudy, and I put in quotes, layout step out. It's not really much of a step out.
No, she kind of lands like both feet at the same time.
It's like she's doing a layout on beam, like a layout 2 feet on beam. Like the foot is slightly behind, so it's like maybe the front leg comes down first, but it's more like a layout 2 feet, just not next together. Yeah. It's funny. But and then a beautiful double back, absolutely gorgeous double back last pass. And then she did some dance. Anyway.
And then she did some dance. That's true. The Leos, though, their Leos were killing me because, like, I was like, who is that? They got a new Leo, and it's very, it's like baby blue, so it kind of confused me.
They did have that. They did have that in their social the other day.
I know. I did see that in their social, mm-hmm. And that's where I was like, hey, that's cool. But that's, well, when I was watching the videos you sent, and I was like, what team is this? Then I remembered, oh, they're wearing a baby blue, very UCLA-esque leotard today. Yes.
And then we said Alyssa Guns, also from Kent State, and actually both Carly and Alyssa are from Hunts Gymnastics, together as teammates in club as well. Another 9.9. Remember that Alyssa had that 9.975 in her first college debut, so almost a 10 in her first college debut last year. Still killing it on floor, very, very strong routine. Layout Rudy was beautiful, very nice layout Rudy. Nice double back last pass as well. And, you know, it's a good, solid performance, good routines. And Kent State is very good on floor. That's one of their best events. They're one of the top teams in the country when it comes to floor as a group. So,
well, I'm kind of bummed that I couldn't hear the floor music, of course. I want to see these routines in person or a better camera. So, I you know what? They compete against Eastern at the end of this month. We'll be able to see them better then. However, bummed I'm not commentating that one, but that's okay because it's the same weekend as our meet. So, but at least I know we'll hear the floor music.
Yeah, well, that will probably one of our meets in the Region 5U that week. They're actually going to be here at NIU this weekend, and it's on a Saturday, which means I could have gone, but I will be in Columbus, and I'll talk about that a little bit later on in the podcast. But total of 49.575 on floor for a grand total of 197.9. We tied our total from week three this
Ooh,
week.
We're consistent.
So, yes, we're very consistent.
Check out that consistency.
Yes, but our current average of 4 weeks is 197.519, and that puts us fifth, just behind Utah. Very little. Utah has a total of 197.569. We have 197.519, so very close, and we're ahead of UCLA by just over a tenth of a point. Tenth and a half. Sitting there in fifth, we were fifth last week, so we didn't move up, but we did, move up in our score a little bit in our average, so that's cool. So we'll see how our Region 5U does in week five. And up next week, we have Eastern Michigan versus Central Michigan, Illinois at Minnesota, and Florida versus Arkansas. So we've got a Mac, a Big Ten, and an SEC week, which is really, really cool. We haven't had that. We've had some mixtures this week. So we're going Mac, Big Ten, SEC for week five of the Region 5 University.
Designed by coaches, trusted by pros, loved by athletes. Tumble Track has been helping athletes train smart for over 35 years. Tumble Track has some great gear for the new year that can have your future NCAA champion sticking like Sierra, tumbling like Torres, and hitting handstands like Hamp, all without breaking the bank or your couch.
to check out all of TumbleTrack's amazing at-home products and to learn how to save big in 2023, head over to www.tumbletrack.com. That's www.tumbletrack.com. And remember, more reps, less stress, twist, turn, tumble longer and stronger with Tumble.
A quick note on some of our nine-nines from this week. Hannah Demirs, I know you caught this routine on socials. Last week she fell, this week nailed it. Absolutely beautiful.
Absolutely.
Routine.
She's another one that is probably still up in the rafters from her Tkachev.
I think they would like to forget about their beam performance this week as they notched something in the 46s. So I think everyone fell. So Central will probably want to fix that for next week. But Bar is beautiful 9-9 for Hannah in week four. Sorry. Q. Really? Really?
Yeah. 9-9 and 7-5. Stupid. Why? I just don't understand. Just what did she do? Pinky toe bent? Doubt it.
We need to get a 10. Come on. And then we'll just jump right down to her teammate, which we've talked about already, Linda Zavitt. I don't know. I'm not going to say it was as flawless in terms of shape as Vassar was on her 1.5. But this vault is big, and she stuck it cold. If you're going to give it, if one judge sees it at a 10, come on. You have to give her a 10. Come on, Linda. We're pulling for you. We want to see a 10. That vault is beautiful.
I really would like to know, like, these athletes that get this 9.975 score, I want to see the score sheets because I want to know exactly what
your 0.025 technically is.
Yeah,
0.5,
what are you deducting? Like, are you being that like picky? Like, what are you seeing? Especially, what are you seeing that the person either A next to you is not, or B the person across the vault from you that's equal to you? Like, I can understand like the person, you know, not in your same eye view seeing something different. Yeah, get that. But like, if it's the person that's directly across from you, like, how, you're at the same angle. Come on.
It's just, it's such a nice vault. And it was, I just underscored it. I mean, comparative to some of the other vaults that we see each and every meet in the NCAA season during the weeks, the Yurchenko Fulls that score 9.9s, that are nice vaults. But, like, they'll hop a little bit, you know, or they'll, like, scoot or, you know, what have you. And you're like, okay, 9.9. And then this goes 9.975, and it's a 10.0 vault. It's an absolutely difficult vault because it's not a cause. It's a souk full. So turn on, turn back the other way. It's I don't know. I can't anymore. I just can't. Natalie Hamp from NIU had 2 9.9s. This weekend on bars, because of course she's the bar specialist for NIU. I was there on Sunday to watch. One of my athletes competes for Winona State, and they were at the NIU tri meet with Illinois State, and I got to see Natalie do her routine live. But 9.925 on bars from Friday, and then a 9.9 on bars on Sunday. Consistent as always. I felt her Tkachev on Sunday, though, was a little bit lower than normal, which surprised me.
Well, thus the 9.9.
Yes, that's why. Beautiful blindfold double layout, like usual. Awesome. So 2 9.9 consistent work weekend for Nat. Savannah Miller, another 9.9 on floor. Didn't catch this routine. Like I said, we didn't see this meet. Interested to know if the full end's yet in there yet, but I have a feeling Ruth would have told me if it was. So probably still right. A nice big double pike. Another 9.9, her second 9.9 of her career. Andy Lee racking up 9.9s on bars and floor again this week. Delaney Harkness, 9.9 on uneven bars. Probably absolutely perfect ginger, stuck or full out. As always.
Just normal Delaney things.
Normal Delaney things. Yeah, Michigan State had a weekend this weekend. Sage Kellerman, 9.9 on vault.
She's racking up 9.9s like it's her job on vault. Let me tell you, yeah. I think like almost every meet it's a 9.9, maybe except for the last one, but like every meet it's a 9.9.
Yeah, beautiful front pike half, killing it her freshman year, enjoying her success on vault in freshman year. Skyla Schulte 9.9 on balance beam. I mean, she is a all American on beam, so you know we can expect that. Nikki Smith 9.9 on floor. Sure.
Duh.
Sure, wasn't a double layout.
Of course.
I'm going to mention it every week until she does it.
Until she does it.
I'm sorry, guys. Her double layout is absolutely beautiful. It's so nice. I love it.
Okay, so now we just need to, Mike, Nicole, Devin, are you listening?
Yes. Come on, throw it in there at the end of the season. Double layout.
Don't make us call you. Do not make us pick up the phone and call you.
Aria, Bruce, 9-9 on balance beam for Auburn this week. Ella Shamate from Eastern Michigan, 9-9 on beam this week. I think that's 2 9-9s in a row, 2 weekends in a row, and 9-9 on beam. Maddie Dieb, 9-9-2-5 on floor. We saw her vault a couple weeks ago. Looking forward to seeing if she's going to vault again. I know that they're, you know, hopefully put that in maybe towards the later half of the year. Alyssa Alashari, again, I got to see this balance beam routine live. I put up her round off layout step out onto our Instagram, our Region 5 College Salute Instagram. 9925, absolutely beautiful balance beam routine. Solid mount, solid stuck 1.5. You know, she has found her place in college gymnastics on her two events at Northern, and she is just doing an awesome job. And it's exciting. I'm excited to see Alyssa have so much success as she's had.
Absolutely. I agree. I'm so glad she's doing that mount. It's like one of my favorites.
Yeah. No basic mount for Alyssa. And then Faith Torres, again, 9925 on floor, and still haven't seen the routine.
Someday we'll see this routine. Someday. I haven't seen it either. So, like, can she send it to us? Can we get KJ? We need this routine. Can somebody give us this routine, please?
I just need to not have a broadcast kick out on me when I could have watched the dang thing. Anyway, you know. So, moving on to a freshman debut. We had an Alabama debut this week. And I have to say, yes, she's good on beam. And she, you know, is one of her best events in club. But I don't think this is the event we thought we would see her first on.
I thought we'd see her on floor.
That would be Rachel Rybicki. And she had to come in on beam due to some type of lineup change. I'm not really sure what the change was. If one of the athletes had problem in warmups, what it was, if she was going to be exhibitioning and then she was slid in. I don't know the story. I was just watching the meet and all of a sudden there's Rachel standing there ready to compete.
There she is. Ready to go.
And so, 9-7, beautiful backhand spinning layout step out, very solid backhand spinning layout step out. And I do give her props for staying on the beam and on her surfing full turn.
Yeah, me too. She definitely, had a little wobbly wobble there, but yeah, I was like, don't fall. No, but she surfed the chrism wave until it was time to stay on the beam. She didn't let it take her off. She did not roll tied to the floor.
Yes. No tide took her off the beam, but 9-7, because that was a significant wobble. I mean, it was a dance.
It was a dance.
It was a couple second dance. I mean, maybe 5 seconds of just surfing the beam to stay on there.
And let me tell you, Deanna, not my fault that she wobbled. I wasn't filming.
That's it. It's an inside joke between Deanna from Olympia and Kim that every time Kim films, their kids fall. But every time Jason films, they stay on the beam. Knock on wood.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Yeah. That's why that's why I just set up the camera and walk away these days.
So congratulations to Rachel on your first performance in college in the NCAAs. And, we obviously look forward to more of those and floor, because she is great on floor. Very good front double full. Beautiful front double full on floor.
Stop with the tumbling. She has great floor routine presence and choreography and just she's fun to watch. We don't tumbling. Okay, she's gonna do some flippies.
She had a fun routine to Aladdin when she was in club. It was fun.
She had many fun routines.
I know. I like the Aladdin routine. I'm allowed to like a routine, Kim. Aladdin routine. We don't always have these, but this week we have some lowlights. They don't really deal with the actual gymnastics or anything. It has to deal with what brings us the gymnastics. Unfortunately, I know you got a parent email.
I did.
About some camera angles, and I do have to agree. But why don't you go ahead and maybe just kind of briefly describe what our parent email was about?
So I did get a parent email, and this parent is not new to sported gymnastics or college gymnastics or filming or all this, all that stuff, all that jazz. But we did get a parent email just asking how we can educate, fix, get these camera angles fixed in gymnastics. These might not be camera people who are familiar with gymnastics because they're just hired to come and film, you know, just like from the Big Ten, that's what their job is. So I think we need somebody. Somebody needs to like write some rules for filming, like stand here or don't film there. Like filming from the corners, stop filming from the corners. Stop. We need to stop zooming in and focusing on certain dance parts when you clearly can see that the gymnast is going to go to the floor and be in a compromising position or body parts that should not be front and center on a TV, you know, don't zoom right over to that. Like get one of those other camera angles because there are multiples. But it just, and like meets with the cameras going up and down and back and forth, you know, it's the camera angles and not knowing how to film, or you're filming up from above or stuff like that. So that was really the parent email, was just talking about who do we have to contact? Who do we have to speak to get these broadcasts, you know, fixed or camera angles changed? And I remember last year when I was commentating one time and the camera was in a position that I was like, oh my God, the camera angle. And I think I said that right live on the live stream, but it was just like word vomit because the camera angle was horrid. And I'm just like, oh, we can't, no, oh, go away from that screen because it's just ridiculous. So it'd be better if we could like get some education for these cameramen, even though I know, yeah, they're there for that, may be there for that one meet and they may never see them again. But like, don't video from like the corner of the floor. Don't video, you know, down the line of the beam. Like we want to see the routine, you know, just like bars. Like, again, we want to see the routine, not from above, not from below, like maybe from the side, you know? So that was that email and just, you know, who we need to contact or is anything going to change or is it just going to be the same? And I had said, you know, Gymcastic, they talk about this all the time as well. And I think everybody in gymnastics community talks about it all the time, but you know, nothing gets fixed. Hopefully maybe someday we can fix the camera angles.
Yeah. I mean, I'm always, when I film floor and you know, I don't film from the corner, but there are times when like, I'm always like, oh dang it. You know, if I know the kid's routine, then I usually have a better job of like, okay, well, where she start? If I've filmed it before, okay, she has this split thing that, you know, she does. Okay, I'm going to film from here because I know that I'm not then going to be direct center in this split thing. But there are times when we just don't know routines or you haven't filmed them and you're like, well, I'm not going to get in the corner, but then you happen to be right where this thing occurs, like in their routine, you're like, God dang it. You know, that type of thing, I understand. But as Kim said, you don't zoom in. I don't zoom in when that's happening.
There's some times that, you know, you have to film more near the corner just because of where you are, but don't use that angle on, you know, if you know they're going to land the tumbling pass and their butt is going to be right in that camera, come on. Like,
and some of those, right. And some of those have multiple, I mean, we have one angle. I mean, we have the camera we're using. That's how we film, you know, unless, you know, we're live streaming and then the camera doesn't move, but we're not switching back and forth between what I film and what the live stream is. But when they live stream, most of the time, there's several cameras on the events, especially if it's a national broadcast, they have several cameras. So the guy in the truck or the girl in the truck could be changing that. You know, that angle or that which camera is being used, and just has to know the sport.
If it's a live stream situation, universities who are live streaming their content, they have the same, like the people up in the booth are the same people that usually do every single meet. So wouldn't you make some notes as in, okay, this person, like I remember it happening once with Natalie Wojcik and at Michigan. And there's a part in her floor routine where she does some floor dance, but her butt is towards the outside of the floor. And the camera person's like zoomed right in. And then there's butt, crotch, legs. And I was like, oh my God, get off of this part. And I know I have zoomed in on accident on a person, But I mean, there was a time I was zooming on the wrong, you know, I pressed it the wrong way. I didn't even post that routine just because of the zoom angle. I just like, oh, I can't post that. But I mean, they could make notes on like, okay, don't, you know, they could make notes, especially because it's the same people usually up in the booth that are doing it. They should have some notes.
If you are the group or the crew that streams a particular team all the time, you should know your team. You should know your athletes and kind of what their floor pattern is and what they do. You may not know the opposing team, but if it's a dual meet, you may be able to watch, like, if you're going to be the film, the videographer for floor, you know, you could kind of watch because they all do their routines and warm-ups. They all go through and do a run-through.
You can watch warm-ups.
You can kind of watch and say, oh, I saw that. Okay, that looks, you know, compromising, what have you. Let's film it from another side, you know, or that type of thing. I get it, like in a MAC championships where there's a billion things going on, you might not be able to.
But if that it's kind like of a stuff, dual meet, even a dual meet, even maybe a tri meet, if you have multiple people, because I know like when we film Dev Nationals, I stand by beam and watch, and I make a note on which way, like who dismounts off what end, so I can make sure to have like the camera pointed towards the right dismount end or whatever. But yeah, I just think people can do better.
Yes, for sure.
And I agree with her email. People can do better.
Well, moving forward to another situation, and I've had experience with this. I'm not sure if you have in actual like live experience, but I have had the pleasure, or not so pleasure, of watching a gymnastics meet when a wrestling competition or a wrestling match, sorry, is going on in those, you know, beauty and beast type meets. And I don't know if Northern still does those because I haven't seen them in a little while, but Kent State apparently does because we got to see that this weekend on their stream. And their stream I've always complained about because there's so many ads and so many things going on around the stream that it's confusing and kind of, you know, hard to necessarily follow. But the fact that wrestling was this huge, like, right side box, and then gymnastics was the two little ones that they kept flipping, and sometimes they would open it up and then close it again and make small or whatever. But you could not focus on wrestling. And the guy was like always commentating on wrestling. And I feel bad because, you know, a gymnast is up and they're saying, and in the heavyweight division, and you got a gymnast who is like doing a floor routine. And, you know, and just, it was, and it's just, I don't know, it's not two sports that I think should be put together in a competition per se, because also the horns that wrestling has, like the when it, if it goes out of bounds or like when the match is over or what have you, that's distracting. And then they have so many things going on, and like different they have different weight classes going in. It's just so hard to watch.
I understand like what they're trying to do with the Beauty and the Beast thing, but like, come on. And if you're going to live stream that, can we not put it on the same stream? Can we have like how, you know how we do like a flight A, flight B stream? Can we like have gymnastics on its own and then like wrestling on its own or something?
Right, exactly.
And like no cross commentation, because.
No, that's
like,
yeah, I agree.
I've started to watch those meets before and I stop. I can't watch them. They annoy me.
No, I 100% agree with you. I think they should have had two different streams. Just because they were in the same competition or the same arena at the same time doesn't mean that we have to have wrestling. We didn't tune in as a gymnastics fan to watch wrestling. And I probably don't think that a lot of the wrestlers who turned in to watch the wrestling meet really cared about what was going on the left side of gymnastics, other than, you know, maybe because it was female gymnastics. But that's it. You know, that I don't, you know, I didn't care less what wrestling was going on, and it was distracting. And then the fact that your kids going up, athletes going up, and they're in the heavyweight class when the gymnast starts on floor. I mean, it's just, it was so distracting, and it was hard to watch. And you know, it's, I don't know. It's, I don't like this. I don't like this combination. I know gymnastics and wrestling are close in many schools. They were in Michigan when I was there. I know it happens.
Some of them practice
in
like,
the same place
the same
or
facility.
Near, right, and near each other. So I get that. I get their friends, and I get that's kind of cool that they can, you know, compete with each other per se. But it's just, it doesn't fit, and it's just annoying. And it's, I mean, I have first, you know, Northern has done that a couple times, and I can't. It's bad.
Well, and it always seems like they have the wrestling mat like smack right in the middle of the gymnastics.
Yes,
like,
and gymnastics around it. Like it's all around.
Yeah, I didn't like see what it was at this meet because I just only watched those couple of routines you sent. Mm-hmm. But it just seems like a lot of the times when they do that, they have it right smack in the middle instead of like wrestling over here, maybe gymnastics over here, or I don't know, do different session. I don't even know, but no. Like, come on, or have like a different rotation.
If you're gonna do this. And for those at home that are at the competition, have two separate streams. You have a wrestling site. You don't have a gymnastics wrestling website. I mean, you're not like Kent State has a wrestling page of its own and it has gymnastics of its own. They're not like combined. So, you know, have your two different streams. You could have two different crews different streams.
It's not like they can't have two different streams. I mean, come
Correct.
On.
Correct.
You could.
Right. Yes. So just you're that. Right. Oh, no. I can't. I don't like wrestling. I'm sorry. I'm not a fan of the sport. You know, regardless. So that could be my qualm about it is I really have no. I mean, I never watched a Michigan wrestling match ever in my entire life. I had a few friends that were on the wrestling team. I never went to the wrestling matches. I don't think they probably came to gymnastics either. So,
schools that are doing this, just get a men's gymnastics team, and then you can have Beauty and the Beast. Men and women gymnastics, I would sign up for that. I would watch that.
We have, you know, different stream issues. I'm never one to complain because of the fact is I know how hard it is to stream and how hard to get things working right and do that type of stuff. So, you know, I'm never one to, like, we'll jump out on bad streams. But there are some that I know these athletic departments have lots of money and lots of resources. And based on the quality of like their football programs or their basketball programs that you watch their streams and they're perfect 4K, everything's great, the announcers are awesome, you know, the commentator is great, and then you watch their gymnastics coverage and you're like, well, the football season's not going on, basketball might be, but hey, the cameras are probably there if it's in the basketball arena, and they're not, the basketball currently isn't playing basketball, why can't your stream look the same? That's it. That's what I'm saying. I know it's hard to stream. Trust me. I have problems all the time, and I cross my fingers. I have to do one this weekend. You know, I understand how difficult it is. But obviously, we don't have a budget.
Universities have better internet, better streaming
cameras, better exactly. That's what I'm talking about. So when I say bad streams, I get it. But when you have the ability to stream other sports perfectly, what about gymnastics? We deserve it too.
Exactly.
We deserve it too.
Yeah, because gymnastics is way better than football.
Exactly.
I'm just saying.
Well, we cover a lot of routines on our podcast each and every week, but we have others that deserve attention as well, and that's why we have Alumni Monday. Each week, we feature 10 routines that you might have not seen or we didn't talk about on our podcast. On this week's Alumni Monday, you need to check out the huge Tkachev and awesome rocked bar dismount of Central Michigan's Annie Hammond. You can check that routine out as well as the other 9 routines and more on our Alumni Monday each and every week, and then listen to us break down the week's action here on the College Salute podcast. We want to remind you of 2 other ways that you can follow. Check us our Instagram for our podcast at r5college_podcast. We post videos from the week's action. We post some podcast clips. We post pictures. We post Kim, you know, holding shields of Michigan State, you know, all kinds of fun stuff on that. Check out that as well as our YouTube channel of College Salute Podcast. Actually, I've changed it. It is now the R5 College Salute on YouTube, and that's where all of our videos go that we use for either our highlight videos or our Alumni Monday, or just to have other videos that we get sent to put them up there to showcase our Region 5 alums. So make sure you check out R5College_podcast and R5College Salute and give them a like and a follow so you can keep up with all of our Region 5 alums each and every week. Well, as we started this year, we like to shout out each week to something that happened or, you know, was, you know, not necessarily gymnastics per se, but it can be, and it is this week. So, Kim, who's your shout out for week 4?
Okay, so I have 2 of them. And one is absolutely this week, but the other one was like last week or like the week before, but I just saw it, so I want to shout that out because it's a huge deal. So number one is Alyssa Alishari's full turn on Beam. We talk about her mount, we talk about her dismount, we talk about everything else, but this past week, her full turn was literally flawless. She turned and then she like held it and then she lowered her heel. It was the most beautiful, flawless full turn I have probably seen in a super long time. And I was just like, dang, dang. So Alyssa Alishari, your full turn on point, amazing, amazing.
Yeah, just to go with the non-basic mount that she does with the nice round-off layout step out.
That's because Alyssa Alishari is not basic.
Yes.
She used to have a non-basic bar routine too. Girl is not basic ever.
Well, she does still have
And then number two, what?
I said she still has a nice, very nice bar routine. Anyway.
No, she does, yes. Number two, Emma Lewis of Eastern Michigan was awarded a full athletic scholarship. So that's very exciting. Katie filmed it and told her on the flight, on a Delta flight, coming from Iowa State. But that's exciting. So Emma Lewis, congratulations to you and your full athletic scholarship.
And that's a good point to make, actually, for those who are still in club and listen to our podcast, and understand that just because you don't get a scholarship when you are in high school to go to college, you work hard, you follow what the team policies are, you work hard, you do well in school, and you show that you are committed and are needed on the team, regardless of what that need may be, you can earn a full scholarship. And it's always cool when coaches like have different ways of like announcing it. And that's pretty fun, pretty cool that Katie did that on the flight in one of their trips. Because then also you got the rest of like the people on the flight clap and all that. That's kind of fun too.
And I guess, and she did, and Katie shouted out Delta Airlines on the video saying, thank you for making it even more special. So I kind of want to know what Delta Airlines did. So I'll have to ask her about that. But yeah, that's really exciting that she, you know, she got a full scholarship.
So, Emma, congratulations. That's so awesome. Awesome to hear. And now it's time for our Built Bar Best 5 of the Week. And Built Bar is raising the bar on chocolate. Low in calories, high in protein. They are protein bars done right. You got to try these. Go to Built.com and get 10% off your order every time with code R5INSIDER. Chocolate cookie dough, my favorite. So let's start off with our best handstand on bars this week, Kim.
So I give it to Colby Miller just because her handstands are 99% of the time flawless.
Yes, that was a very nice bar routine as a whole. Best performance, this isn't really much of a surprise.
We're going to go with Makari Daggett and her 10-0 bar routine, which inspired the intro of this show today.
I'm going to go with Kim Dawes on her song of best performance this week. I thought that was very well done. She's getting more creative each and every week. And I hope you're enjoying our intros. And you have about, eight or nine more left, maybe 10. So Kim's excited about it. But I hope you're enjoying those, and I certainly am. I look forward to hearing it because I don't hear it before she does it. So you hear it after I've heard it, but I hear it for the first time when she does it. So it's kind of surprising.
Like a surprise.
It's surprising each and every week. So best stick this week. We have a list.
We do have a list. There's a lot of sticks out there in college gymnastics. But we're going to start with Kate Levasseur from Oklahoma. She's not region 5, but we're going to give it to her. We're going to give her one of our sticks.
Yeah, we have to give her something because she should have gotten a 10. So anyway.
And then number 2, no surprise here, Makari Daggett. Because of she got a 10. She better have stuck it. And then number 3, Rachel DeKavich for her perfect aerial skiing stick. And then the next one, Grace Sumner for her beautiful stick off beam for Ball State.
Yeah, beautiful 1.5. Best post-routine celebration. Olivia has already mentioned this in her Karis Kickover this week, but go ahead and give us our best routine celebration.
Kiara Japania.
Yeah, Olivia has to work on her last name. We'll have to help her how to say that. Trust us. Trust us.
Yes,
JC gave us. Kim can talk about what JC gave us, how we remember her name, so we never forget her name.
Because we could never figure it out. I could never remember it. And then we were at Nationals one year, and we asked JC, and she's like, it's like lasagna, gafagna. But see, there's a lot of, when I do certain names, I have to do the voice or like the accent. There's a couple of foreign names that I have to do the accent for. So if I don't do that, I don't get it right. And I have to do this, gafagna, with my hand. Like I'm Italian, or I can't get it right.
But yeah, awesome job to Kiara, because I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that's her first performance of the year this season in 2023. So she hit her beam routine in her opening performance of her season this year. And then, of course, our best college salute. We have three this week.
We do have three this week. We do, and it's Colby Miller, of course, because if she sticks it, the salute follows, and it's beautiful. Sydney Jennings, because, duh. And Makari Daggett, obviously.
Yeah, Makari does good college salutes. If she's happy about her performance, her college salute is pretty big.
She got a 10. Her head should be like, her ponytail should be down the back of her legs to the floor.
Should be like Sydney, you should know, the Ohio State Buckeyes drum major who does that every single game.
We know you enjoy our podcast and want more people to find out how awesome it is as well. So please rate us and review us on Apple and Google Podcasts or wherever you listen to the Region 5 Insider Podcast. We will be using the R5 College Salute Instagram and YouTube channel a lot during the season. So remember to follow us at R5 College Salute _ podcast on Instagram and YouTube for special podcast segments and to keep up with all of our Region 5 alums during their college salutes all season long. Thanks again to all of our sponsors and subscribers. We could not do all of this without your support. Follow us on all of our social media accounts for the most up-to-date information on what's going on in Region 5.
And please, we really, I emphasize really, like some people to review us, because we like to know how we're doing. And like, if you like, I know I've gotten a lot of comments on they like the Region 5 U and in some of that stuff, but we try to make it fresh and try to get better each and every year. So hopefully we can get some more reviews. We've gotten a few nice ones and a couple not so nice ones, but that's fine. Again, I'm not opposed to either. We would like to know that the people who are following us, because our follower is growing on our podcast, I'd like to know what you think of the podcast. So please go.